Royal debate. Should we have a monarchy? Are royal families a thing of the past? Or should we be proud of our kings or queens? We asked two people what they thought of the monarchy.
I think having a monarchy is incredibly important, and I'm not alone. In a recent survey, 67% of people questioned said the royal family is still relevant. The British royal family gives us a sense of national identity. Just look at how the royal wedding between William and Kate brought so many people together, including those outside the UK. There were street parties, and people from all over the world watched the ceremony. Members of the royal family represent Britain abroad, raise awareness of issues such as the environment, and do a lot of good work for charities. Above all, they bring in a lot of money from tourism. Having a royal family is also a way of connecting us to our past, of maintaining traditions that might be otherwise lost. When you think about it, where would we be without the monarchy?
I'm afraid I have to agree with the British singer Morrissey, who recently said that William and Kate are nothing more than scroungers. I mean, they spent all that money on an extravagant wedding when most hard-working taxpayers can barely afford a small ceremony in a registry office. In the UK, the royal family costs around £40 million a year, which is a terrible waste of money, especially in the current economic climate. The monarchy does nothing for our country but drain public money. We can't have a fair and classless society with the royal family in existence. We should be looking forward to a more equal future. There's an argument that the royal family brings in money from tourism. But wouldn't it be more sensible to invest in museums, parks and art galleries, which can benefit both residents and tourists alike, rather than spending the money on luxurious palaces, staff and personal servants?